I failed to get re-elected, mainly because I would not support the pumping of sewage at Alaxey. And it's, you know, I looked at the plans that Manx Utilities put in on the Cairn site. It was a very considered engineering plan. The gravity would have brought all the sewage down. It could have been treated in one place, and then the final fluid could have been in the bay, having been treated with ultraviolet treatment to remove all the pathogens. But other people thought otherwise. We need to pump it out of Alaxey. And as an engineer from a previous life, pumping fluid up 485 feet, I still got more votes than a couple of the MHKs that are actually in the Keys at the moment.
There will be people who will say, you know, because you came third in a two-seat constituency, you should not be eligible to be a member of the Legislative Council because of that public rejection.
Well, it's interesting because the MHKs that I've spoken to, only one has raised that issue. Everybody else seems more interested in what I can bring to the table with my experience and the contribution I can make rather than dogma in that area. And if you look at the makeup of the Legislative Council, it used to be a sort of winding down area where politicians that were coming to the end of their career sort of spent the last session in the Legislative Council. We swung away from that because obviously we want to get a bit of new blood into it. The pendulum swung away to all people. If you look at the Legislative Council now, in fact, there's only Bill Henderson who's had Keys experience. And actually, while we're on the subject of being elected, Paul Crane, who is in there, stood for election twice and didn't get elected. And he is in there doing a good job. So it doesn't necessarily mean because you failed an election, you should be ineligible for it. And my mind comes to Claire Christian, not the lady we have as the health minister, the Claire Christian from down north, who, with the reorganisation, lost her seat in Ayr. And she was actually subsequently put onto the Legislative Council and went on to become Madam President, first woman president we had. So I think the pendulum is swinging back again away from that. And I think it's on merit. What you can bring to the table is what people are interested in.